Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
503 here, 803 where you are, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long in Seattle, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Shovels at 8:15, but right now they're 48 days into the trade deadline. I was thinking about something, and I'm researching it more, but from everything that I'm finding out, we may want to pump out brakes on that Sagano trade. You know why? Let's say in July, Sagano is a legitimate Rookie of the Year candidate. You trade him. He wins it. You lose that draft pick.
Yeah.
He finishes second. You lose that draft pick. I don't know, man. You may, you know, the way this front office operates, they operate like a football team. Draft picks matter. Draft picks work out.
I know. I'm still a little the thing about Sagano as Rookie of the Year just boggles my brain a little bit because of his age.
Ichiro won it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it makes sense, you know.
Ohtani won it.
Yeah.
Didn't Ohtani win it?
Did he?
Yeah, Ohtani won it.
Else, yeah.
Yeah, these guys won it. Yeah. Hey, I don't feel bad about it.
No. It just, you know, commanders are a 35-year-old rookie.
Do you know the other two Japanese players that have won it?
Was it Matsu? Oh, man, what is
it? It was not Matsui.
Okay, Matsui. It was not him. Who else won it then?
Hideo Nomo and Kaz Saki.
Kaz Saki? Did he win it with the Pirates?
With the Mariners. The Mariners had back-to-back Rookie of the Year, 2000 and 2001.
Huh.
Okay.
That all was right. Courtesy of Masson last night.
You would think I would have known that.
maybe you had that inning off. I don't know.
Inning off? I don't know what that is. But, yeah, it was, 48 days to the trade deadline? They had to play 600 baseball from now to then to be at 500. And first of all, do you think they can play 600 baseball from now to then?
600?
Yes.
I don't think so. I mean, I could see 500 a little above. 600 is, they've been so bad. You know, I know this. We're kind of excited about this little streak you got going here. They have they're looking good. The 7-3 in the last 10.
Looking good.
You know, but they're in the 300s. Granted, they're 390 now. They're climbing. They're not at 303 anymore and all that. And they're climbing. That's a lot to ask. I mean,
over the last 9 games, I don't think we realized what they won. 7 of the last 9.
7 out of the last 10.
Yeah. 7 of the last. Okay, 7 of the last 10.
Maybe 7 of the last 9. It could be.
We'll take the 10 too. Yeah. 7 of the last 10. They both are right.
Yeah.
That's 700 baseball, and it doesn't feel like they've done anything spectacular to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Will they play 600 baseball between now and the trade deadline? I don't know. It is a big ask when you consider they're playing under 400 baseball. Can they play 600 baseball? Yes, they can.
You know, absolutely can. They have the longest winning streak in baseball right now at 4.
What?
Yeah, I'm just looking. Yeah. Yep. 4.
Brewers streak ended last night. They had 8.
That's wild. That's wild. Yeah, they're playing 390 baseball right now. It's hard to say that the team could play 600 baseball over the next 2 months when they haven't played 400 baseball over the first 2 months. But I think the team is capable of doing it. But I didn't think they were capable of playing 390 baseball either. Jeff Passan of ESPN says the Orioles are the belle of the 2025 deadline. He says not only O'Hearn, but also you got guys like Cedric Mullen. You have Zach Eflin, Tomoyuki Sugano, who we talked about, Sir Anthony Dominguez, the whole bullpen, Kittredge, Bautista, Cano, Baker. Look, we need to fall back a little bit. This is a bad season. It's not a bad team.
Yeah, correct.
Don't start trading everything away.
That's my big fear. You know, people bringing up, you know, trade pieces. I'm like, yeah, okay. because then you're not reloading, you know, retooling.
You're
whatever
building again.
You're building again, and we don't want to do that. There's no need for it. You got a great core. I haven't given up on these guys. They're just slumping, man.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's up? What's up? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are you, man?
I'm all right, man. Thanks for getting me. But, hey, I believe if the Orioles, if they can be, let's say, I'm going to say 3 to 5 games under 500 by the first half of the season, I think they'd be all right, man. I think we'd be in a okay position because we'll be what, right outside maybe the wild card at that point. Yeah. So we got about 20 games left before the first half. If they can go, I say about 14-6 in these last 20, these next 20. You know, the Mets, man, nobody, not saying they the Mets, man, but nobody had, and I know you're going to like hearing this, like sitting back, nobody had the Mets doing what they did last year, man.
You mean doing bad? Doing well. I'm sorry, doing well going to the NLCS?
Yeah, because if you remember, Rob, if you remember last year, and I know y'all remember last year, man, they was kind of doing bad during the beginning of the season, and then before the break of the season, I think they was like 2 games under 500.
They start getting hot against us right before we got there last year. They start getting hot. Also, keep in mind the Detroit Tigers were doing poorly last year and turned out to be in the playoffs.
I was gonna get to them too. And, hey, Rob, I want to say one more thing about Todd Thibodeau, man. That man going to get a job. You know why?
He is.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because as long as he in the building, he will make the fans happy. And the reason I say that, he going to play them superstars, baby. Get on that floor.
So we're saying the same thing. He had to go to his bench. Oh, man, there's no load management with Tom Thibodeau as your coach. He's not having it.
Definitely not, no.
410-583-1057 is the number. Danielle Allen Tuck will join us at 9 o'clock to talk some more Orioles, but on the other side. Ed, who gets your shovel?
Scared airline passengers. I'll explain why they're my shovel. It's unnecessary.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in.
Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I'm going to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057TheFan. Ed Norris will get your shovel.
Some of the airline passengers I've been flying with. Fly a lot, obviously, for my because of my life situation. On a lot of planes. Experienced a lot of different things. Turbulence, lightning, all this stuff.
Snakes on the plane?
No snakes.
Okay.
But a lot of, you know, it's something, like the last flight, that went down last Friday. We had a big storm here. I was in the air. One of the worst flights I've been on in a long time. It was so turbulent that the flight crew was strapped in the entire flight. We were strapped in. We're like, one guy got up to go to the restroom. We got yelled at, you know, get back in your seat. It's not safe right now. And it's not because you can, you know, if the plane gets bounced up and down, you can hit your head on the ceiling, and that's how people get hurt often. Very rare that turbulence causes a crash. Very rare. And the other thing that I'm arguing with someone this morning is lightning. I get sent an image about, you know, but Southwest flight landing, I think it was Denver, got hit by lightning. And I was like, happens all the time. No, it doesn't. I love when people, no, it does, and I'm going through this. I was in a plane to Los Angeles a long time ago. We hit by lightning. But they're meant to, you know, it dissipates. I look it up. Do you know that planes get hit by lightning once or twice a year on average? All of them.
What are the consequences if you get hit by lightning?
Nothing. It goes through the outer shell. It doesn't hit, you know, anywhere near the path. You experience a flash and maybe a little rumble, and you feel a little bump. That's about it. They're meant to handle lightning. So my shovel is to people who excessively worry about flying. It's still the safest way to travel statistically. Like, please calm down. Because I'm just, the argument is getting ridiculous where, you know, people just bombard me now with everything that goes wrong. Look at this. Look at this. Look, yeah, I know. You know, 40,000 people die in car accidents every year.
I was just about to say, but yet they still go outside. Look
yes,
at this.
Right. Exactly. So calm down. CTFD. There you go.
I'll say this. I love flying. I just don't like long flights. I don't like long drives.
Oh, I'm with either. You, man. I don't like long flights either.
I don't like long drives, long flights. You know, I mean, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. One of the places you and I both love to go, I think the only person I know that loves to go there as much or more than me is you. That's Capital Grille.
Yeah.
Now, Ed, what's normally the smallest cut of steak that you can order?
Usually filet.
A filet?
Yeah.
Filet. Normally, when you order filet, don't they tell you what size the filet is?
Yeah. 6 ounce, 8 ounce, 10 ounce, yeah.
And I wanted to do this yesterday, but I had to give the shovel. I had to give the traffic, pedestrians. My shovel goes to the lady in Capital Grille the other day. She ordered number one, it took her a gazillion years to order. She's by herself. We both sit at the bar. She's probably three seats from me. I think I ordered and almost finished almost half my meal before she ordered. She ordered a filet. The filet got there, and she made a scene over how small the filet was.
Oh, really?
She said, I've been going to Capital Grill for years. I've never had a steak this small. The bartender said, have you ever had a filet? No, I've never had a filet. So, well, they typically are smaller. So she looks at me wanting to bring me in the conversation, and I gave her a look like, don't bring me in this conversation. You're not going to like the results. Don't bring me this.
And?
So she kept going and kept going. Then she says, where are my sides? This lady's never been to Capital Grill.
No.
Because the bartender clearly, and I heard him ask, would you like any sides for the table? Sides don't come with steak. You got to order sides for the table. And you can, even when you're by yourself, like I was, they even ask you, would you like half a portion for those? She said, no, I'm good. I'll just take steak. So she complained about there were no sides. He said, ma'am, I asked you where. You asked me if I wanted sides for the table. He said, exactly. No, I just wanted the sides that came with it. No sides come with that. You have to order for the table. And she looks at me again, wanting to bring me in it. I said, yeah, ma'am, he did ask you that. She asked me, she said, did he ask you about sides? I said, yeah, he asked you too. He said, do you want sides for the table? Here's my. She said, well, why did he get sides? She said, how did you get sides? Because he asked me the same thing he asked you. Do I want sides for the table? He asked me if I wanted a half portion. I said, yes. Well, you two were talking the whole time. You must be friends, taking up for your friends.
Get out of here, Baltimore. Really?
I said, man, I'm from Baltimore. I don't know this man. But I do know that he asked you. Well, she rolled her eyes at me so hard, I thought they may get stuck. But again, I didn't ask to be in this conversation. She brought me in twice. A filet is the smallest cut of steak. That's why I never order it.
Yeah, but there's no fat and there's no bone. There's no nothing. It's just a piece of, it's a good cut of meat. That's all.
It's too small for me. I don't order filet. I'm a New York strip. And when I go there, bone in, you know, that's me.
Yeah.
It was a bigger, I can eat that steak maybe at 1 o'clock and I'm done for the day. I won't eat again.
Yeah.
But she, I mean, I just, you don't know that sides don't come with that. You probably haven't come to Capital Grill because it's been like that since they opened, maybe? Have they ever automatically had sides for steak?
Not that I remember. And most places don't at that level. You get the less expensive steakhouse that include one to two sides, but not like Ruth's Chris, Capital Grill, Morton's, you know, those the premier ones. Like, they don't. Fleming's, you know, all those, they're all a la carte.
I wanted to play a Kendrick Lamar song about killing my vibe. I almost went to my phone, Ed, and played Kendrick loud. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm fine.
Why you sound all happy? You sounded happy because you don't want me to accuse you of crying today, aren't you? You did that on purpose.
No, I feel
this is
happy
fake excitement, Mark. Fake excitement, Mike.
I'm able
Mike.
To get the shovel in. My shovel is to whoever gave me the quick hook yesterday. I had made my quick comment about the Orioles attendance and how I, you know, was going less and everything, and then I had said, yeah, Rob, you can give me some free tickets, I could go. Anyway, it was click, and
Mike,
I was about to make Mike.
Where am I today? Where am I today? where am I today,
Rob
Mike?
Gave me a hook on, cause he was on remote, so I don't know he was.
Mic drop.
He did it again.
Whoever gave him the shovel. I am in Seattle, man. I can't
he
even
said
control
whoever gave,
my microphone.
I don't know what happened. His phone dropped.
I can't even control my equipment right now.
That's wild, man.
How'd that happen, Joe?
That is the darndest thing.
Wow.
Joe, was that your mic drop in the morning?
I have no idea what you're talking about. We're having issues with the phone lines this morning.
But honestly, how could he say whoever? I'm in Seattle.
Yeah.
Now, hold up. I'm not going to claim 100% innocence because I have been known to cut Mike off. But it wasn't me this time, Mike. It wasn't me.
He's looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Who, Mike?
Mike. If you come on here and complain about that, I'm hanging up on you. like, don't give me that. If you text Rob or hit up Jeremy on social media that you've been on hold for X amount of times, you will stay on hold for even longer.
Just because of the pettiness.
I'm not doing this, man. Like, you're not. This is a privilege to come on the air. It's not your right.
Oh.
I'm just going to remain quiet right now. Are we moving on? Danielle Allentuck joins us at 9 o'clock talking some Orioles baseball. But on the other side, Ed took a field trip, and he learned a lot at OTAs. He'll tell you what up next on The Fan. First of all, Ed, before we get into your trip to OTAs, I'd like to say, concerning Lamar Jackson not being there, don't give a damn. I don't.
Of course not.
I didn't before. I thought it was great that he was there. Hey, great that he's there. But I don't care. I don't.
I don't care at all.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Show up. What do you got to show up? How were OTAs yesterday? What did you learn, Ed? What riveting information did you get?
Nothing earth-shattering. At first, as you heard, Lamar was not there. A lot of veterans weren't there. And they shouldn't be. I think the one that stood out the most was that was present was Roquan. He was there because, the linebacker core is very thin, so there weren't many. And they were, going through drills. This is how I just should describe what this is to people who have never attended, which is probably most people listening. These are just very rudimentary, non-contact practices. It's very light, they're not in pads with helmets on. And they're in helmets and shorts, essentially. They'll have, depending on your position, you're with the position coaches doing what you do. The fullbacks and tight ends, we're going through, blocking drills, essentially. Two-on-one, one-on-one, just pass blocking, run blocking, but mostly pass blocking. See if you could keep someone getting through. And every card was there. That's what you do. The linebackers were doing similar things, shedding tackle drills. There's three coaches there. One with the regular big pad that you see, the forearm, they hold it up. It's like a big shield. The linebacker hits that, sheds it. Next one gets hit with something like a big foam stick, just to distract them a little bit. And then there's a third standing there with a rectangular pad that the linebacker becomes a tackler. Uses the tackling technique that they're teaching, wraps, twists, goes down and lands on a mat. That's the kind of stuff it is. There's a little bit of teamwork, passing drills and the like. But again, it's not a padded practice, so you don't really know much. And all you get to see is, to me, what I learned from going to OTAs is looking at guys physically. It's almost like the combine, where you see guys. And you take away little things that, I don't know if you're right or wrong because your looks can be deceiving. I remember, who's a tight end that came up with the Pitta? Anyway, Ed, it'll come to me. Ed something. I remember watching this during OTAs or Man-Tier minicamp, whatever it was. I'm talking about, guys that look good. And you can see them. And during these drills, they look really good. Ed Dixon, that's who I'm thinking of.
Okay. Tight end, yeah.
Yeah. We had watching the drills, and Preston turns to me and goes, yeah, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane, because that's what happened later on. He looked great, non-padded practices. But in the end, it just wasn't the same in live game. So that's what you look for. But some of the bright spots were, look at guys who come back in shape, who's put on muscle, who's leaned up, who's done this. I think Roquan looked a little leaner than last year, which is a good thing. Because, he had a good season. He didn't have a great season. Didn't have a Roquan season. And maybe he worked on that to be a little faster. Trent Simpson, the opposite way. He's one of those young guys that you hear, but he needs a year in the weight room. Well, he spent that year in the weight room. He looked like it. He really did. He looked really good. Like, he put on some weight, but in a good way.
That's good.
He did.
I like him. I do.
I mean, too.
I joke about Clemson and things like that. One of those guys go to Clemson, I hate him. But, you want him to succeed, especially when he's on your team. I just thought, I thought he was a football player, Ed, and he was not as good as I – he did not have as productive of a season as I thought he would have last
year. I agree, because I thought he would be better. Because, you know, when Queen departed and Simpson got drafted, I was like, that's fine. I think he'll fit in. He's probably better in pass coverage because he played safety in college and as well as linebacker. But didn't have as good a year as I thought. So there's that. But he did look good. He definitely is more muscular, more jacked than he was. And then the Teddy Buchanan, who I was joking about before, another linebacker, the fourth round pick out of Cal. He was noticeably big. I mean, he looked like a linebacker. He had, you know, big butt, big thighs, big calves. All because they're wearing shorts, you can see it. And you know, I hate to talk about other men's legs and lower bodies, but it was noticeable. I was like, this guy's he got, you know, he is not light in the ass, as they say. He's exactly what you want in a football player. So we'll see how he does as a fourth-round pick because they do need help at inside linebacker. And then there were guys, you know, they were the ones like, you know, Starks, you know, first-round draft pick, but first of all draft pick. He was on the field. You know, Armour Davis was on the field. But again, it doesn't mean much because the starters aren't there. You know, so sure they're going to be with the ones. Doesn't mean they're going to be ones during the season, but they were starting with them yesterday. So there's that. I did get to see, you know, Mike Green a little bit. Didn't do much. It was just in drills. And you can't. Right. Again, when you look at someone like a Mike Green, what you want to see, you watch him in drills, but you want to see him in live practice because as an edge rusher, what we're expecting from him is, you know, it's pressure, physicality, sacks. You're not going to see that in something like this. So he was there like, you know, the other rookies were, of course, but you don't see much. You're just seeing who looks like they were. Some guys were a little gassed. I think Falele was noticeably gassed. He looked like he was struggling a bit. And I always feel bad for the linemen because they carry so much more weight by necessity. And he's a big man. You're talking about a guy that weighs 380 pounds he's listed at?
What's
he listed? Yeah, he's listed.
How does he function at home?
6'8", 380. How does he get on a plane?
I bet a guy like that, his girlfriend is 5'2", 120.
Yeah, probably.
That's how it always works, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I'm just looking now. I got the sheet in front of me. He's listed at 6'8", 380. And he was definitely winded, you know, just walking from drill to drill. But again, I always felt bad for linemen in these things because, you know, you look at the receivers, the running backs, the linebackers, they're all fine. You watch the offensive linemen, it's like, it's like there's a lot to carry around. So you see some of this stuff. But overall, and I thought Cooper Rush looked better than most backups that I've seen because when you go to camp like we do, you get to see everybody. You know, they'll share time with Lamar. But Lamar wasn't there yesterday, so Rush got to, you know, have most of the snaps. He looked good, though. He throws a nice ball. I thought he looked pretty good. They looked better than some of the backups we had in recent past. So not that you want to see him on the field because that means Lamar's getting a break or, you know, had been hurt. But I thought he looked pretty damn good because he won some games for the Cowboys. So he's not what you think of a traditional backup who's got no experience as a starter. He started a lot of games for them. So overall, that was that.
Now, while you were talking during the first segment, I was saying I had no interest in any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
One of my former teammates, high school teammates, said, I know why you have no interest in them. I said, why? He said, you never participated in any of these things, quarterback. Just them always busting my chops. Our coach didn't let me hit the sled, didn't let me do
time. Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He said, this was the most boring part of practice for you. You just sat and watched or threw the football on the side.
Yeah. Well, you know, those quarterbacks are just a notch above kickers.
Don't do it.
They wear the shirt that says you can't hit them.
Well, some quarterbacks in high school play multiple positions. They play defense as well. I was not that guy.
No. Neither were my quarterbacks. High school or college, they never played anything but quarterback.
I did not play other positions. I just didn't do it.
But, you know, and then it was some other stuff. I was watching some things I thought was good. Was the position coaches were given very detailed instruction, really detailed, because we were standing close enough to them to actually hear the instruction. And Trenton Simpson in particular was getting a lot of, a lot of coaching up on tackling technique, which was pretty fascinating to me. Just listen to how they would, you know, you think it's just something you do the same way since you played Sandlot or high school. It's not. They're really concerned about where your foot placement was when you leave your feet, which way you twist taking somebody to the ground. So it was really cool.
Thank you very much, Ed Norris. Baseball with Danielle Allentuck from the Baltimore Banner at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we're sticking with the Ravens. Lamar took to social media with some complaints about how the refs seem to eat the flags when he's tackled as a runner. Does he have a point? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long in Seattle, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Lamar Jackson took to social media with a complaint. Some complaints, I should say, about how the refs seem to eat the flags when he's tackled as a runner. In your opinion, does he have a point or is it fair game when he's out of the pocket, Ed Norris?
I think, sadly, it's fair game. I mean, once you leave the pocket, those rules don't apply anymore. So, doesn't mean he can be excessively roughed, you know, and then maybe that's what he's talking about. You know, but I think these guys know, and I think anybody who's played football knows, you know, once the quarterback takes off, you know, he's treated as a runner, you kind of, you know, you do get a little excited because you get a shot at a quarterback, which you usually don't. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what he's really referring to.
I know what he's referring to. I'm calling BS. Mm-hmm. I know what he's referring to. They do protect Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and some of these other guys. Oh. Lamar Jackson is at the sidelines and he gets hit and there's no flag. You can hit Mahomes before he gets to the sidelines as a flag.
Well, that's what
there's
I'm
a lot
about.
Of
yeah,
hits.
He's not justified to commit a penalty against him just because he's a runner. The same rules apply to you know, yeah. You're a runner. Yeah.
Quarterbacks when they start running are treated different than running backs. They are. That's just the National Football League. Mm-hmm. The National Football League has made no bones about it. It's their job, their mission to protect the quarterback, especially the franchise one. The franchise ones, the must-see TV ones. Lamar Jackson is at the top of the food chain in must-see TV quarterbacks in the National Football League. He does not get the same treatment as some of these other quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. You know, I mean, it's almost like when he runs, oh, he can take it. He can handle it. He's an athlete. You know, I love when Shaquille O'Neal used to get beaten up on. And one day, the late, great John Thompson did the game on TNT. And he was getting beaten up on, and John Thompson had a problem with it. He was complaining about it. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember who the announcer was. The announcer said, oh, man, he's a big, strong guy. And Coach Thompson said, I don't care how big he is. He can still bleed. And now, I don't care how athletic Lamar Jackson is. He can still get hurt like all the other quarterbacks that you're trying to protect. And I just don't, I personally don't think he gets the same protection as some of these other quarterbacks. I think his athleticism and his escapability and all those things work against him sometimes.
Could be. But, I mean, the problem with this is a lot of factors go into it. You know, is it, you know, it depends on the officiating crew. Some of them may just not be that good. Some of them may give more leeway to defenders. Some may give less. I don't know. But guys, like, I could see Mahomes getting protected more. I don't know about Josh Allen. Mahomes for sure, because he's Pat Mahomes and he's, you know, the best quarterback in football. So I can see it, but it's the same thing like Tom Brady was, you know, with the Patriots. He definitely had a different set of rules for him than anybody else. Mm-hmm. So it does go on for sure. And he wasn't a running quarterback. I mean, he was protected.
Yeah, I think all quarterbacks need to be protected. I'm not complaining about the other quarterbacks being protected. I'm just saying I don't think Lamar gets that same protection. I don't. I think all of them need to be protected. The NFL needs to go out of its way to protect quarterbacks because, especially primetime games, that's who you're there to see.
Yeah.
People pay tickets for, to see those quarterbacks.
That's why the NFL put those rules in place because, they, you know, once those guys go down, that season's done for that team. And they don't want that because you want to see, you know, you want to see Josh Allen play against Lamar, you know, late in the season. That's what mm-hmm. people are paying for.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe, you were texting me about one of the plays that he commented on.
Yeah, he quote tweeted it. One Ravens fan said like the refs eat the whistle whenever Lamar runs, and there was a specific play in the divisional game against the Bills where he's already stepped out of bounds and they push him over like into the bench and they didn't call a flag on it. And Mike, I think it was Mike Tirico did that game. I think Mike Tirico was like, okay.
Was beside himself.
Yeah.
He was absolutely beside himself when he did that.
We've seen it. We've all definitely seen it where he gets hit out of bounds. I think that's the most common. I haven't seen it by go head to head, but I've seen him get hit late, you know, when he's out of bounds. Clearly, you know, like already a step out.
Yeah. Again, I don't think it's a, before you guys say, well, they just don't like Lamar. I don't believe that. I think that's a case of Lamar's athleticism and his escapability working against him. I think when a referee sees defenders around him, they also see in their mind when he's made defenders disappear. They seen when he was stuck in the backfield by a Bengals defender a couple of years ago. And no, it wasn't a Bengals defender. It was Van Noy when Van Noy was with the Patriots. And Van Noy had him dead to rights.
Oh, when he shook him out of his shoes then.
And I think referees have that in their heads, and they're waiting for, well, let me give him a half a second because he might get out of this, and then bam, he doesn't get out of it. Yeah. I think that works against him. I don't think the refs are against him. Trey and Joppa, what's up, Trey? Trey?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Just on the topic of what we're talking about right now, I seen the Twitter clip that Lamar, you know, commented on and everything, and the hits that I had a problem with were the out-of-bounds hits. Yeah. And I think one of the things that works against him is Lamar's tough, man. He's not a flopper. He's not flailing. He's not putting his arms up in the air. He don't have no Jim Brown in him in the sense of he's not getting up slow and looking like he's more hurt than he really is. Yeah. And I think that plays a part into it. I mean, you know, when you look at some of the quarterbacks that do get those calls, they're going to be complaining to the ref. They're going to be stomping the ground. They're going to be, you know, they're going to have that type of body language that kind of, you know, warrants a call. Just like in the NBA, people want to say guys that often draw a lot of fouls. Well, they're the ones that, you know, are ripping through and flailing and falling backwards and all that herky-jerky stuff. And Lamar's just not going to do that type of thing. He's going to get up and laugh at it and come back the next play and try to score a touchdown.
Yeah, I think some of that's right as well. Again, thanks a lot for the call, Trey. I don't think – this is not me saying, oh, the refs have it against Lamar. I don't think that's the case. I think that Lamar has a lot of respect around his league.
I think he does.
He's the same guy. Opposing defenders help him off the ground, for goodness sakes, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this is a case of a player whose athleticism at times worked against him because he's just that good. It's like a boxer. You know, some of these boxers in the past, you know, Ali and his rope-a-dope, or some of these guys that can take a punch. I think sometimes the referee allows them to get hit a little bit more than other boxers because they've been known to take punches. And later on, we found out it was to their detriment. I think that's kind of like a Lamar thing.
Yeah. You know, that's a good example because it definitely happens. And then, of course, these things later in life catch up with you because Ali was deceptive. Ali was, when you mentioned him, there's a couple of things with him that were unusual, and I think it caused some of his problems later. And it may not have, but guys like Jerry Quarry had a very short life, and he had, you know, dipped with pugilistic dementia. But Ali, he could take a punch. I mean, he fought with a broken jaw against Ken Norton. I don't know if people remember that. He continued the fight with his jaw broken. And he hit hard. He had power. And I think people, because he was so fast and so skilled and so pretty and all that stuff, people just, again, they had a different impression of him.
410-583-1057 is the number. Tom Thibodeau out in New York. Was that a mistake? We'll talk about that at 9:30. But on the other side, we'll talk some Orioles baseball. What's the key to the Orioles' recent success? Danielle Allentuck will answer up next on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.